Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 51. Summer Haiku Companion. Previous show called Winter Haiku Companion. So even though every season has haiku, this is a companion show. Next week, being the 1 year anniversary of Between the Lines, is going to take a lot of extra work with editing. And so this week, going for the lot of less work with short and sweet. So haiku is the thing. Background information. Though its roots go back at least 2,600 years, haiku as a literary form began to flourish with Matsuo Basho in 17th century Japan. The individual haku, what would become haiku, was extracted from Haikai no Renga, a linked verse. Nearly all modern haiku poets agree that the 5-7-5 syllable structure is not necessary, as Japanese is a picture language and does not have syllables, rather onji, sound symbols, which is what the 5-7-5 refers to. If the poem happens to be 17 syllables or occasionally longer, fine, but in general, 10 to 14 syllables more aptly conveys what a haiku in Japanese sounds and feels like. Whatever works best is a general rule. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. A little bit more background information. There is another form called haibun, which is short prose piece, combined with a haiku, often used in travel journals. And the most well-known being Basho's Narrow Road to the Interior, of which there are many, many translations. The one by Sam Hamill is a nice one, a little pocket-sized book. And art, combined with a haiku, is traditionally called a haiga, H-A-I-G-A. And some of this background info is on the back of the 2013 haiku calendar, which is published by All Book Books. Has about 50 haiku poets and artists and photographers. And the 2014 one will just starting to get underway. That'll be out later this year. Also, for about 10 years or so, I have been sending out a free email called Haiku Du Jour. It's virtually every day of the year, a haiku. Sometimes they come with a photo or sometimes they're little Zen sayings or proverbs, but mostly it's a haiku or senryu, which is a more humorous and tends to be more about human nature form of, same form as haiku, but different content. Sometimes it's hard to tell, so generally say haiku. But if you want to be on that list to get an email, a haiku a day, just send an email to monkmank@ allbook-books.com, allbook-books. Also, I want to mention another book that was edited and published a bunch of years ago, Haiku One Breaths, A Voice Through a Tangle. That's a combination anthology of haiku poetry and basic guideline to how to write haiku with a bunch of suggestions and a bit of background and history. And those are available on the website, actually having a summer sale. A bunch of books for $5 and some for $10, which is a really good deal. It includes the shipping. So you're actually getting the haiku book for like about $2.50, and the other books were $7.50. Take a look on the website or email me for the specific list of books, because I don't have the I sent out an email, so I don't have the list of those books on the website. But if you want to know the list of the sale books, send an email. Haiku is a wonderful form for even just journaling notes to yourself, like a brief way to keep track of things, a way to help with mindfulness, a way to help hone your writing skills by just trying to sharpen and find the simplest way to say the most, or to say the most with the least. And hopefully some of the examples today, some from the haiku masters of the traditional style, traditional era, and some of the more modern ones, and some a few of my work and some people that I know. So basically it's just a little hodgepodge. Gonna read the haiku twice, as that's often done to help get it. Sometimes it goes so fast. And haiku is good for kids too. If you're out, you know, we have kids and you're traveling in the summertime and they get antsy, and you could say, hey, just try to write a short poem or a haiku about what's going on in the world around you. Something you notice, anything in particular. Oftentimes it's just something unusual. I was at a poetry reading a week or so ago, and one of the poets was at the open mic. Instead of reading a poem, he was singing, and the guy behind the counter at the coffee place just stopped and started listening. So that was a moment that became a haiku moment. And that became this haiku moment. The man behind the counter stopping his work to hear the poet sing. The man behind the counter stopping his work to hear the poet sing. That got scribbled on a napkin and given to the Irish poet who was singing. So the immediacy of haiku is also, it's user friendly. You can, a nice way to share things with people, and it's quick and easy. It kind of fits the fast-paced lifestyle in a way, and yet don't be totally deceived, because it's easy to write pretty good haiku and quite difficult to write really good ones. It's kind of a certain knack. Sometimes they just come out and it's a luck thing, and sometimes it takes a bit of editing to get it just right. But you know, take the approach that but at least they're short, and you can, you know, anybody can do it. You don't have to, know how to write a symphony to write a haiku. All right, we'll just kind of jump in here and going to start reading them. May have some comments on some of them, and other ones, no comments. When did it come here, close by me, this snail? When did it come here, close by me, this snail? Kobayashi Isa. Only that star and I alone. Only that star and I alone. Sister Mary Thomas Yuleberg. A wet spot on the rock where the frog sat. A wet spot on the rock where the frog sat. Alexis Rotella. That's a nice one for showing that some action happened. Kind of looking backwards to see, kind of get look backwards to then see what happened. Forward motion of the frog. Another one by Kobayashi Isa, one of the haiku masters. Just the sound of it. But it was an evening with a summer shower. Just the sound of it. But it was an evening with a summer shower. Particularly like this one for just sort of odd simplicity of it. It's hard not to repeat it, but just hearing the sound of it and just conveying somehow it gets at the larger picture. That's what I meant by haiku are kind of hard to sometimes explain, or hard to the really good ones are hard to do, because there's just something about that conveys the feeling. And here's one by a Japanese gentleman with, he actually rhymes the first and third line, which is unusual. On the bench, I wait for the second gust to come through the garden gate. On the bench, I wait for the second gust to come through the garden gate. Shosan, also known as Kenneth Yasuda. Dusk, a bee burrows deeper into the marigold. Dusk, a bee burrows deeper into the marigold. Emily Romano. At the bird bath, a bee takes a tiny, tiny sip. At the bird bath, a bee takes a tiny, tiny sip. Monk. Second day of summer, two Irish guys fixing a snowblower. Second day of summer, two Irish guys fixing a snowblower. That was actually happened, and was partly written by myself and with a little help from one of the Irish guys. They had just helped put a new roof on the house, and then they were asked if they could fix the snowblower. So there it was, the snowblower on the driveway, second day of summer. And I mentioned that to them while it was happening, and one of the Irish guys said something like, "Yeah, two Irish guys fixing a snowblower." Something he added to it, so it became a group effort. The sacred grove is its own shrine. A cool wind blows. The sacred grove is its own shrine. A cool wind blows. Chora. The short night. Footprints are shallow on the beach of Yui. The short night. Footprints are shallow on the beach of Yui. That's Y-U-I. Don't know that I pronounced it correctly, but close enough for this purposes. And that's by Busan, another one of the haiku masters. In R.H. Blythe's four-volume book of haiku, there's a whole series of ones. The Short Night, which is obviously around summertime, solstice, are the shortest nights of the year. And if memory serves, the winter section has on the long night. So a lot of times haiku just takes a theme or a time of the year and just riffs on it over and over and over. As many things as you can come up with about the short night or the long night or however, or the equal night and day. So that's another trick for getting into haiku, is just something going on in the season that you latch on to, and perhaps could do a series on that same one, perhaps repeating the short night over and over, or doing other things. Riding the bike, some moments there is only listening. Riding the bike, some moments there is only listening. Ash Straw. Fireflies. The toddler tells me a story. Fireflies. The toddler tells me a story. Bill Kenny. On the road, an old man smokes as he passes the tobacco farm. On the road, an old man smokes as he passes the tobacco farm. Paula Camacho. Dust on the ladle. July, and I haven't made soup for months. dust on the ladle, July, and I haven't made soup for months. Monk. That's, well, it actually makes me think that there are a fair amount of cold soup recipes like gazpacho and cucumbers and cool things, but the poem is what it is. And the four haiku masters traditionally in most of the books are Basho, Busan, Issa, and Shiki. And I'd like to add Shioni. She's the woman haiku master. So a couple of hers. Keeping cool in the deep night, strangers on the bridge. Keeping cool in the deep night, strangers on the bridge. The coolness of the bottom of her kimono in the bamboo grove. The coolness of the bottom of her kimono in the bamboo grove. Ah, she's so good, gonna read some more. Again, the women come to the fields with unkempt hair. Again, the women come to the fields with unkempt hair. And the editorial notes, so this haiku depicts women too busy in the rice fields every day to worry about the beauty of their hair. Chioni was using wordplay with the word kami, which K-A-M-I, which can be read as hair, as in the above translation, or as god goddess. In the Edo period, most of the rice planting was done by women, yet sometimes men were asked to help. Only in the river, darkness flows. Fireflies. Only in the river, darkness flows. Fireflies. And some very Zen Buddhist ones. She was actually Shioni, that's the Ni part of her name. She became a nun after being married and having a boy, and in a later life she became a nun. Clear water, no front, no back. Clear water, no front, no back. And the editorial note, this haiku reflects Chionese Buddhist perspective on the co-emergence of all phenomena as one, the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. Clear water is cool, fireflies vanish, there's nothing more. Clear water is cool, fireflies vanish, there's nothing more. Finish up with one wonderful, kind of a personal, many personal favorites, but this is one of them, from Matsuo Basho. It's not like anything they compare it to, the summer moon. It's not like anything they compare it to, the summer moon. Since haiku is almost wordless, it's that haiku really gets at the experience of the wordless experience of something that just can't be compared to, or you just couldn't possibly tell somebody your whole experience, which really happens every day, and though we probably don't realize it enough, but you know, sometimes we try too hard to explain everything. So that haiku is quite refreshing. It just reminds us to experience. It's not like anything they compare it to, the summer moon. All right, that's it for the haiku portion. If you happen to dabble or start writing some haiku, or you want to run them by me, feel free to send them in an email. It's easy for me to look over haiku and give some comments, so feel free to do that. And once again, next week is going to be the 1 year anniversary for Between the Lines. It's going to be very short, 5 to 7 minute interviews with a bunch, if not all, of the people that were conversed with, interviewed over the past year, and they'll be answering the same two questions. What do you think or feel is most needed to help with positive change with the planet and with Mother Earth? And what are the two books that have most affected you, changed your life, your favorites? So that'll be next week. And since this show is being easier and simpler, I'm going to extend it with a longer track from the wonderful CD by Yang Ying that is the provides the theme song for this show. So very thankful to her. It's from her CD called Elixir, Music for Moving and Still Meditation. And this is a long song, about 15 minutes, and it is called Circulation. So, and the title track is called Wandering. That's a wonderful song. And stay cool, and thanks for listening, and have a good one.
Thank you.